the title of this talk was How Old is Consciousness? And is that what intrigued anybody to come here, or was anybody curious by that? Or
I know you, what intrigued me was the way you change the energy in the room.
Yeah, okay. That's really where it's at too. We've got a lot of words here. Well, the point would be nice to, you know, to actually taste that. Even though we've got to use words here to make points and so on.
You didn't do it as much in the second service as the first service. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was just a different, and frankly, there's not a whole lot of concern over that, really, because it's so fast, so to speak. The presence of presence itself to itself is so immediate, is so unstoppable. It's faster than anything that a Peter could do to affect it, really, or, you know, to tap into it or to turn to it. And
so you can't compare with the last time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's going to be, and what we're going to get into is that, was there even really a last time? Was there even really a this morning? That's what's, from our thinking point of view, is so wild. And yet it's undeniable. I hope to make it clear that it's undeniably true. But if you want to right now, you know, you close your eyes. If you want, this is a little bit like a sort of an inquiry or a meditation, if you want to say that, a pondering kind of thing. But just sort of, and just so this is not some guy's words, but that this is irrefutably clear to this awareness. Again, this is awareness's awareness that's present right now. So let's take inventory. There's this nice, effortless awareness. We call it awareness, stuff. And there's a something here now that, and when we're saying here, we're not, this is not a referring really to a, as we said this morning, to a place, a physical place called Sedona, or a unity building, a material physical unity building that's in a physical place called Sedona on a physical planet Earth, because what is greater than and seems to be all-inclusive of all of that is this boundless consciousness. And if all of what appears to be within consciousness and nowhere else, you can't find it anywhere else, then where is consciousness itself? There's nothing, there's no place that it could be on or tied to or bound to. And just enjoy, bask in how effortlessly present. One question comes up sometimes in the book is, how much does, and you can ask these questions anytime you want, but it's, how much does awareness, pure awareness, weigh to awareness? And you can't answer that with a thought. And it's not asking, you know, so many pounds, so many this, but what is that? And we talk about what much of the time seems to be a material, physical, human experience made of matter, and one can always ask, as awareness, This is not, and one is asking these questions as this very awareness, because it is the one who is aware. Is this awareness, can it be said to be material? And if things like objects that are dense and hard or seem to be, well, how undense is pure awareness itself? How soft and light is awareness to awareness right now? And notice that no matter what thinking seems to think, it can't make this ease, this light softness of being, not be present. It cannot, this present, no matter what thinking seems to think, it can't make this ease of being go back to 5 days ago or 5 minutes ago. It's now. It can't put it ahead, so it's not here now, but no, it's going to be delayed and be present in 20 minutes from now. A lot of the time we're taught that there's a separate me that has to connect with this awareness. And one can also ask, from the standpoint of this present awareness, because it's awareness, is it possible to make it go away? Try to make it not be present. This morning, Mark was talking about attention, and that's a great point. As attention, as opposed to thought, and I found one of the best, I don't know how to say, ways to use that is that, again, rather than assuming that there's a, it amounts to attention anyway, but instead of assuming that there is a me separate from awareness who has to put attention on awareness, again, just asking the question, can awareness fail to be this present awareness right here? Does it have to put attention on itself in order to be present? No, it is what could be called attention, really. Now, take a look at, well, let's take a look. Maybe at what appears to be what your body supposedly did this morning. First of all, let's come back to this awareness, to present awareness. Is it possible to say that there is anything greater than or out beyond awareness right now? Is it possible? And notice that anything you might try to say, whatever that thing would be, it's a thought form. And the only reason it can be mentioned is it's because it's something one seems to be aware of. So it's really, that thing is not out beyond awareness. It's not greater than awareness, otherwise one could not even appear to be aware of. if one tries to think there's some point somewhere at which awareness stops, the infinity of awareness or presence stops and something else then comes in. Again, what is it? That's at most, it's just a thought. That's all it would be, a thought image trying to come up right now. And oh, I lost my thought there for a second. Well, this awareness can't be said to have anything greater than or out beyond it, this presence. And now you can notice that, let's say whatever the body appeared to be doing this morning, maybe when it was on its way here earlier today, just look at it. It's a thought coming up, thought form, thought image coming up now. It's like a dream, kind of. There's nothing physical, no mental, solid, material stuff there. Just like a dream image. And go ahead and look back at what seemed, supposedly look back at what seems to have been all the prior experiences of this body that you brought in here today. They're sort of made out of the same stuff. It's like a thought image. And you can even say what appeared to have been 5 minutes ago is just a thought image, and actually it's coming up now. Now, sort of coming from pure presence and not making a distinction. I don't mean to make a separation, but just the distinction between pure presence and these thought forms that appear to arise. They look like dream images, mental images. Nothing of that nature can be said about presence or awareness, because there's no form there to talk about or to be aware of. You can't say, it cannot be said just by directly seeing what's, again, taking inventory of what always is the case, is that there is no evidence one can point to anywhere of awareness having been present before. And if you look very closely, discern anything that purports to be a before is an image, a thought image of some form. Might be a body, might be a place, so-called. But it can't be said about this pure presence. And now, again, this pure presence, having nothing greater than or beyond itself, is all the presence that exists. This is it. There isn't any more anywhere else. Notice that the notion that there's more presence somewhere else apart from this presence is what? That's just an imagining. That's a thought form. Some kind of concept trying to come up right now, too. Those are just thoughts. And you're just, as this presence, you're just sort of noticing those thoughts. You don't try and get rid of them or do anything to them, but you're just abiding as this infallibly present presence. Again, it's and again, so, you know, if any of this sounds new or a little unusual, just come back to this ease and this effortlessness with which presence is present without any thought required. Now, take a look, a close look at what claims to be a past. Maybe it's an image. First of all, that's all there would be to it, is an image, maybe something the body appeared to do as a child, supposedly. Or as a young adult, or a couple of days ago. But where is, and where only, is all of that so-called long background? Is not the only place it seems to be in that one thought projection of it that just came up in the current moment? Look closely. Look very closely. All of what purports to be a long background, the notion that there's a material planet Earth and it has all this history to it, look at it closely. There's just, all there is a current thought coming up. And it's like a sort of like a mental panorama, like a big movie screen, and it's got all the events, but they're all in that one so-called mental snapshot, in that one thought projection that comes up. That's where the whole of it is. And if you just quietly, calmly, again, coming from or starting as this presentness of awareness and not identifying with or as the thought forms, they appear to be there, okay. They appear to come and go. And it even appears, let's say, you know, bring it closer to home. At the moment, there appears to be a whole phenomenal world. It seems to, or appears to, arise in awareness as something that you appear to be aware of. But from this pure presence, again, look closely. It's all just in this sort of mental state or thought state, or we call it dreams sometimes, or illusion. Certain teachings refer to it that way. But the whole of what purports to be a long background is not back there. It's right here. Then you can go even a little deeper, and we'll say, okay, got it. It's clear that to this pure presence, anything that claims to have been a prior anything really isn't prior. It's just something that seems to arise now in the current moment. But unwittingly, there'll be this notion, okay, yeah, and this presence, but it's eternal. And it has been present for forever. And not even that is true. Because the notion that presence itself, if you look closely, it's our alert, the notion that presence itself was present even 10 seconds ago, what is that? That's a thought trying to come up now. And the truth is, in terms of this pure presentness or presence, that's why we sometimes say presentness means now, it can't be said, even itself cannot be said to have existed. So this unstoppably present, this lightness, you can just feel the utter immovability, but the unshut-offableness of this. And it has zero history of existing. Always, quote unquote, always is at this standpoint. And this is the entirety of what exists. This is the entirety of presence. So in terms of what this effortless, light presence is to itself, right here now, no work required, there is no history existent of separate selves. Because there's no history period, not even of presence itself. That's how new all of life is, the entirety of existence is. To this presence, where is there a history of disease? Where? One would have to ignore this presence and give attention to thought in order to entertain that kind of a belief. And the beauty of it is that no matter how many times it might seem there's a slip-up, this presentness can't fail to be what it is. It is its job of being the present. Never my job of being as present as the present itself is. May take the middleman out of it, meaning the, you know, the me. It can't fail. It can't be shut off. It can't be made to go away. And you are just eternally, so to speak, stuck, but not, it's so hard to say because it's not something that's ongoing over a period of time. This utter newness is the one whose life this is. Can't be changed. And to this effortlessly present consciousness, there's no record of lack. There's no record of events over which there could be something called guilt. Truly, this is forgiveness. And it's even better than that in the sense that there have been no prior events which need forgiveness, for which something needs to be forgiven. There's a phrase from the Bible, it escapes me at the moment, but talks about in the twinkling of an eye, all is new. And something comes white, meaning with purity. I can't think of it right now, but not important. There's a passage in Consciousness is All in chapter 22 is titled Time Never Began. And what that is pointing to is that just what we've been talking about, and that not even, one cannot even say the I am has existed before, really. Because that truly is amness, but it is not an amness that has been amness over a long period of time. And there's often that kind of an assumption. But notice what's really going on there. That's just a thought trying to come up that is trying to say that amness, but there's no evidence anywhere that this pure presentness, this amness that is amming right now, has been before. There's zero evidence of that. And there's nothing outside of or beyond this amness. So we're talking about all, truly all that is. Not even presence, it's, you know, there and then there's a, these thoughts will try to come, but how do I do this? How do I get into this? How? And yet, not even this awareness knows how to be itself because it has had no prior experience in existing. So all these thoughts about how to do this, how do I, not even the present itself knows how to be itself because it hasn't been before. And that is the, Mark this morning was talking about humility, and that is, in a sense, the utterness of humility, or of not, you know, not having this assumption that I know how it's, I know how to be spiritual, or I have a long history of being on the spiritual path, or all of that stuff goes out the window to this simple ease of being. And again, none of us are doing this personally. You can't stop it. You can't shut it off. It seems that we due to so-called conditioning, which actually never happened back there, tend to ignore this. And here's the thing. Okay, maybe there's some clarity on this point, and that's the self's clarity, that's awareness's clarity, which is the absence of a Peter and all his confused so-called thoughts. Always the clarity is awareness being, the clarity that it is. But what will happen is there might still seem to be, we've said this, like there is absolutely in reality nothing to say that there should appear to be a building here with these bodies and this shape and this particular structure, because there hasn't been anything prior that could have given it that form. You know, it appears to be arising just right on the instant that way. But things will come, feelings and maybe old, what appeared, what claimed to be old habits, and they will try to ding at you and, ask, sort of seem to try to get acceptance. And the difference and the beauty of this is that you've turned it around. And again, by making the clarity that the one whose awareness this is, whose presence this is presence itself, and it has no prior history of existing. It doesn't have to sort anything out, doesn't have to improve anything, because nothing has existed before. And these things might still appear to ding. Well, there's still hospitals. There's still a war going on. There's still this. It'll try to say that. It's still that. And it just, that, it's kind of like, a little bit like after you awaken from a dream and you know you're awake, but there's still a little like energetic or emotional rumbling from that. And it takes a while before it seems to fade, sort of. It still seems like it's sticking to you. That might be what appears to be going on at this stage of the game. But the present, this never-beforeness is another way of if you're going to use a word. To it, there's only never-beforeness. There's nothing, actually, it's a subtle thing, but there can be a tendency to say, okay, well then eventually, as I hold to this, all of this other will appear to dissolve and fade and become more harmonious. It'll fall away from this ease and just utter lightness of pure spirit, pure being. It might appear that way. We're not, there's no denial of that. It might appear that way. But to get hung up with the apparent is, again, it's like taking one's foot off the gas instead of just letting this effortless, unstoppable presence be the purity, the newness, the never-beforeness that it is. This is sort of where it's at. And the other will have to eventually dissolve for lack of being given presence, because it has no presence of its own, really. Only this never-beforeness is what has true or genuine presence. So, that being said, does anybody have any questions or issues, or you said this but it wasn't clear, or because I realize this maybe isn't something we all hear every day, but yes.
So you are calling presence. You are saying it's never beforeness.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. In a sense,
I've always thought of it as, and always has been there.
Right.
Another never before.
Right. Okay. That's kind of the deeper point here. Let's look at that. Always been here. Now, what is? But let's. Okay. Now, first of all, the one who is aware right now. That's presence itself. Tell me your name. I'm sorry. Sonia. This present, we'll call it present awareness, this never beforeness, or, well, just call it present awareness for now, is not something that Peter's doing or Sonia's doing.
No.
Okay. It's awareness. Now, let's look real closely at what is trying to say always been here. Where is the only evidence of always been? What is that?
Where's the evidence?
Yeah. What is it that is making that claim?
Where's the evidence for anything?
Or the thing that is within, say, I have to say it this way, within Peter, it'll be a notion that, well, my gosh, don't kid me, you've been studying and reading spiritual books for X number of years, and a long, long time, and you've done this and you've done that, and this whole time, awareness never changed, presence never changed. Okay, now, look at that whole... you call it suggestion, or that whole belief, or that whole thought that there's been this long background in which presence always was present. What is the only thing saying that? Where's the only place this always been present is found? Is it not in that very thought of it? And that's the only place it is. Because see if you can find any always been separate from the thought of it. Yes, Jewel.
I understand what you're saying, and for me it feels, it's a feeling of familiarity. It's like when I feel the presence, it just feels like real, and that's, I know, an interpretation. And it also feels very familiar. And I know that's an interpretation, but that's what gives, for me, the sense that it's always been there. Do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it feels like home, and I know that's a word interpretation, but it's a sense, I'm trying to define or put words to a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a feeling of like home.
Okay. Well,
so
yes, very much so.
That's an interpretation of it's always been there. It's not brand new, because I recognize it. As
okay, is
and that's again interpretation.
Yeah, is would that be that feeling of familiarity or rightness or kind of home right? Is that, if you look at it, okay, if you look at it though, is that something that, for example, a Peter is feeling about presence, or is that homeness now the absence of Peter? And the onlyness of awareness, and not all the extra, the would be mental baggage or separateness.
Yes, the interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like they're like, I don't know how else to say it. It's almost like they're mental echoes. When we say I felt presence before, or that familiarity, I know exactly how you mean. But you cannot find any actuality of presence other than whoosh. And anything else is like a mental reverberation, or you know, it's a super fast thought. Yeah, did that before, been there, done. Yeah, this feels good because I did it before. But that's all a memory, really. And
well, it's not even because I did it before, it just feels home.
Natural. Kind of, like the natural state, as they say sometimes.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Laura.
To me, what you're describing is very simple. We never bothered to give it a language. We never bothered to dress it up in these fancy words that we're not getting out very well now. We never bothered because, for whatever reason, it wasn't necessary to try to make some language wrap this thing called consciousness up in. And with all of the newness that the planet is going through now, there will be times when there will be a group of people just like this group here, sits down and decides you wrote a book. I don't know what your book would sound like, but I have a feeling that that's what it's going to, what, if I were to read it, it would talk about the language that had not yet been given to this thing called consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really consciousness's way, so to speak. Now we're kind of, oh yeah, okay, thank you so much. When we talk about it in terms of how it appears in its expression, it's kind of its way of doing its thing as unlimitedness.
Or being born.
In a sense, because new. Yeah, it can't continue. That's the other thing, is that which has zero prior history of being. There's always, I mean, again, you don't have to, I don't want anybody to take my word for this, but see for yourself, if within yourself, I don't know how else to say it, that anything that tries to say there has been a before is a thought just coming up now. It might also be a feeling. Could be like a gut kind of thing. And it will have a little package all in one right there that says, I've felt this feeling before. And it's really sticking to me. But who's trying to talk in that moment? Is that presentness talking, saying that? Or it's this thing trying to come up that is not presentness itself. And to presentness, and all one can do is just rest or sort of, so to speak, return attention to this unstoppable present awareness, which itself doesn't even have a thing called attention to keep on itself because it's one. There's nothing besides its presentness to which it could, you know, there could be a deviation. Attention implies two, really, kind of, but there's nothing, where there's nothing besides itself, there's no choice. It is itself. It's not attentive to itself. It's before, so to speak, that. Even in terms of logic and words, I don't want to get too conceptual here, but It talks this way sometimes in the book, and it says, only that which is present can be present. Sounds one of those, like, it's so simple, it sounds like there's a trick. But it's pretty simple. Whatever it is that's present, we can't go beyond that to give any kind of form, but there's just something within you that groks. Okay? Only that which is present can be present. It's all the presentness or presence there is. So as only presentness can be present, there can't be any such thing as a before because there's only presentness present. But that's only clear when one starts from the allness of presentness. If we start from thought, and in trying to match up how this thought experience or mind or sensations or so-called experience hooks up with presentness or awareness and how you fit them together, it's never going to be clear. But when the starting is from what presentness is or presence is to itself, not what I think about it, just pure presentness, there's only pure presentness and there's no change. where there's only presentness, there isn't such a thing as a before. There's just because there's the present is not before, it's present. I don't know if that, you know, is all sinking in. It sounds like, you know, play on words kind of, but it's actually, you know, it holds up even in terms of logic, you know, experientially. Darn, I had something I wanted to say and I lost my thought, but yeah.
I feel like I'm in a hypnotic state.
Hypnotic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like
what did she
I'm
say?
I'm hypnotic. I don't feel this deep most, except when you start talking.
I hear the words. I'm not sure I get exactly how you mean it.
I don't know. I like even when I meditate, I don't go to this. I feel like I could just lay out on those chairs and go to sleep because I can't hardly stay awake. And I usually don't feel like this. It's weird. I felt that way in church this morning too. When you start talking.
Are you saying that you feel sleepy?
It's,
no, I feel like a real deep
is it?
I feel like I've been hypnotized.
Oh.
Okay, you might want to. I mean, we're not trying to do that
no,
to anybody.
I don't think it's in a negative
yeah,
way.
It could be that.
But
maybe
really
some.
A different experience.
Maybe some concepts. I'm not laying any concepts on you, you know. I don't want to do that kind of thing. But it could be that there's been some kind of a shift, or something, and that there, I don't know. But again, don't make it about the you. Just keep, you know, because I mean, again, not trying to sell anybody a perspective or a philosophy or an outlook here. No, not at all. But just ask yourself. Can you know this presence that is present now? It's all you've ever got. Not, and that sounds like it's personal. I mean, that's all one ever has to, so to speak, work with or be. Or you know, how are you going to get away from your own presence? You know, you can't. It's impossible. And that's because why is it impossible? Why do we not have a choice about that? Because it's not our presence. Meaning bodies. We get off when we start identification, misidentify as separate bodies. You know, and well, I'm kind of getting into this presence, and well, I'm not so into it as I was yesterday. But when it's always about what presence is to itself, and it's the one doing this, being this, it's right away, it's infallible. It can't be made to not be. And it doesn't have to work at it. It doesn't. That does not mean one is like becomes insincere, or you know doesn't attend services or whatever. But it's just another way, as we all point to, you know, in various teachings and how we say things. And as Mark said so beautifully this morning, this is just yet another way to. Of the purity of this, you know, so to speak, of expression that life itself is. It's utterly baggageless, really. And when it's coming from or as life itself, presence itself, there's no middleman called Peter. If I start from the apparent, from the relative, from the Peter, and the identification with the me and the thoughts and the experiences, then I've got that whole package and somehow I've got to reconcile that with this I know of, you know, there's this purity, there's this essence, there's this real self, and it's eternal and changeless and new, never before, whatever we want to say. But there's always, you know, a trying to reconcile that other. And when it's turned around, say, wait a minute, the only one who can be presence already is at itself, duh, then even though these thoughts, and they claim to be personal, and feelings of separation, or feelings of junk, or sleepiness, or hypnoticness, whatever, they may still try to ding, but there's a clarity. Well, that doesn't belong to this pure presentness. Okay, that might be like, you know, this thing is still trying to vibrate a little bit, but there isn't the resonation with it or as it anymore. You know what I mean? You're as pure presence. You're no longer resonating with a prior pattern. That's what I wanted to say earlier and then forgot. Just stop and consider that to presentness right now. Which, as this purity, we're not talking about the thoughts of presentness or the thoughts about how spiritual I have been, a me has been, or is going to be, or is being, but just pure awareness. Nothing prior. If not even awareness has been present before now, nowhere are there any prior patterns of behavior or patterns of vibration. There really aren't. Honestly, and that clarity, there's like an opening there. There's like a kind of like a separation. It might be very, very brief, seem to be very brief, but suddenly there ceases to be the resonation with it or as what we thought was me. The me, that's the little me. And it still might appear to ding and knock at the door, but there's this unyielding, not an opposing, you're not trying to get rid of those things, because all that implies that there was a past in which they began and now they got to be gotten rid of. But the concern, and it's the presence concern, is just there's just this effortless being. And it's 100%. Can the present withhold any of itself from being? Where would it be waiting, like have, you know, more of itself waiting to be present if it's already present?
Well, maybe it was just some little residuals left over with this present. You had some of it just being present. But for the lack of language, see, I think that what all of this that you're talking about now is essentially the lack of language. We haven't gotten around to getting into there is this presence that you're talking about. And that might it might be another whole world of it, that we have to come up with something else in order to discover it or to discuss it.
Yeah. That's a great point. And I want to, you know what, let's take a 5-minute break right now. Just 5-10 minutes if you want to get up, get some water or stretch your legs or whatever, and then we'll come back.